The podcast The Castles Metro is part of the Luni Tourism Project and is realized by Istituto Valorizzazione Castelli of the province of Massa Carrara.
Villa Franca, the Ethnographic Museum and the Malnido Castle. In the heart of the Lunigiana, among gentle hills and quiet streams, there is a place that preserves ancient history, the Ethnographic Museum of the Lunigiana in Villa Franca. This treasure trove of memories, housed in a building that once housed the historic mills of the 15th century, is a journey back in time to discover the traditions and agricultural practices of the local population. The museum opened its doors in 1977, the result of a long and passionate work of collecting and studying material artifacts, led by the cultural association Manfredo Giuliani. This association, founded by Germano Cavalli, became a beacon of ethnographic research in the Lunigiana, a laboratory of ideas and discoveries. Each object on display, a work tool, a piece of furniture, a devotional object, tells a story of life, of sacrifices and joys, of beliefs and rituals that have shaped the identity of this community. Over the years, the museum has undergone extensive restoration work, which has brought to light historic rooms, such as the Great Vaulted Hall, where the echo of water droplets flowing through the canal system mixes with the memories of those who worked and lived here. A well-organized exhibition invites visitors to explore the daily life of the local population between the 18th and 19th centuries, revealing the importance of domestic practices, craftsmanship and agriculture. The 13 thematic sections are windows on a rural world, where work in the fields, animal husbandry, and the festivities that marked the rhythm of community life intertwine. But not far away, on a rocky outcrop overlooking the confluence of the Bagnone stream and the Magra River, are the ruins of the Malnido Castle. This ancient fortress, dating back to the 11th century, tells a story of power and control over the Via Francigena. Its very name evokes the idea of collection and surveillance, and it is first mentioned in historical documents in 1202. Once a prestigious bulwark and symbol of authority, today its ruined walls tell of a glorious past and a slow decline. The history of Malnido is intertwined with that of the Malaspina family, who tried to preserve its integrity even after the abolition of the feudal system in 1797. But like a shipwrecked sailor in a stormy sea, the castle suffered the effects of modernity and natural disasters. The earthquake of 1920 and the bombings of the Second World War sealed its fate, reducing it to a pile of rubble and memories. The architectural elements, once symbols of grandeur, were looted, robbing the place of its dignity and beauty. Today, Malnido is a silent testimony to what it once was, an invitation to reflect on the fragility of our historical heritage and the importance of preserving our memory for future generations. The chapel, dedicated to Saint Nicholas, not far from the castle, is another sign of the religious and social fervor of the time. A resting place for pilgrims and travelers, it was a point of reference along the Via Francigena where stories of hope and faith intertwined. Villa Franca, with its rich and complex history, is an important crossroads for those who wish to discover the roots of a culture that has been able to resist and adapt over the centuries. Here, between the museum and the castle ruins, you can breathe in the essence of the Lunigiana, a land where every stone, every object, every story tells of a past that must not be forgotten.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The Looney Tourism Project is financed by the European Union through the European Agricultural Fund for Rural Development. Europe invests in rural areas. Measure 19.2 of GAL Lunigiana. The texts are by Sigeric Community Cooperative. The actors are Marco Brinzi, Guglielmo Favilla, and Cecilia Casini. The music is by Max De Aloe. Graphics by Studio Arcs and post-production by Archivi della Resistenza, Circolo Edoardo Bassignani. All podcast contents are available at istitutovalorizzazionecastelli.it.